That's where it's going.
It matters to me that it feels like the referendum on his career was swift and painful. And I thought it was a little too swift and a little too painful. And I'm sure that he probably didn't think that he was going to get into the Hall of Fame.
I don't think so.
But to then be summarily dismissed.
See, I think it's a just outcome. I think that's appropriate. There's not a single aspect of me that sees him as a Hall of Famer at all.
I agree
not
with
even
you.
Not even close. But that's...
But does his career... So are you saying his career is at least enough to warrant a longer discussion
yes.
about his, for whatever it's worth, legacy?
Yes. If we're keeping the other guys out.
Sure.
If we're pushing those guys out and saying, well, we know you guys, you did some stuff, so those numbers aren't real.
See, I'm not keeping them out.
I'm not either. But the voters are, yeah. and they're the ones who have now pushed Paulie off the ballot.
There's a couple aspects here. First, you have the social media component of the way these campaigns can develop, whether you know it's Tim Raines or other guys involved. Larry Walker is the beneficiary. Edgar Martinez was the beneficiary of some support in that regard, too. You also have changing the way we examine the game. We know certain stats mean more than other stats. We have ways of looking at defense. We have ways of looking at the totality of a career in different ways, and there are some injustices, perhaps. There are some.